You're listening to the Stephen Sexton Podcast. This transforming message will activate, elevate, and cultivate you for the next level. For more information on Stephen, go to stephensexton.org. Here's Stephen.
The concept is that we're trying to lift our character, okay? We're trying to lift our character. And one of the last things that I want to talk about, next week we're going to do some small groups and stuff like that, but one of the things I want to talk about is your effort. I want to talk about your effort, 100%. Anybody ever heard a coach or someone say, give 100%, give 110%, give more than you can? I don't know about you, but in 7th and 8th grade, I played basketball, okay? And that's not the point. But I played basketball in 7th and 8th grade, and there was A team and B team, and I was rocking the B team, you know what I'm saying? And so basically that was like the communist version of you can play basketball. And so anyway, I'm on the B team. I'm rocking it. I was a starter on the B team, so that's like third string on a real squad. But anyway, if you're B team people, I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to pop your bubble. But I remember running, and I don't know about you. Maybe you're not an athlete, and that's fine. You'll have to think about it in another way. Maybe you're kind of a geeky person, and so you're like, you know, all of my athletic examples need to be translated into, like, Microsoft Word and spreadsheets. But anyway, in running, and our coach was very much into conditions, like most coaches are. We were conditioned, right? And so we'd all get on the baseline, and we'd have to run horses, and we'd have to run line drills and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so I always remember there being like one guy that made it his goal in life to be first. Okay? And he could never watch the whole crowd. Yeah, I mean, there's a pace to running a line drill. We all kind of run together. We all kind of get back together. You don't mess with the inner chi, brah. We all run. We all do. Because if you make us look bad, then we all have to run more. You know what I'm saying? If you're beating us and going to get a drink of water, you know what I'm saying, you're not sweating anymore because you beat us so bad, then the coach is like, y'all aren't hot, hurry up. But if we all kind of run together, even if we're all running like at 75%, the coach thinks we're all running as fast as we can. But if someone's like, and they're like blowing us out, and have you ever wanted to just beat that person? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And some of you are like, that was me. That's kind of what I do. Here's the thing, is that I remember being so mad about that when I was like 13 years old. But as I started thinking about things, you know what? In life, God wants you to be a 100% person. And everything that we do, we've been talking about character, but in your jobs, many of you high school students, you're going to have a job this next year. You're looking for a job this summer. In your schoolwork, in your responsibilities, are you a 110% person, or are you a 75% person acting like it's 100%? Because here's the deal, if this would be weird, but if Jesus was everywhere with you, inspecting your daily effort, would it be better? Have you ever said something around someone, like you're in this altercation with your mom and someone else walks in and you have never said what you said around them? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate, and then they walk in and you're like, I mean, okay, yes, ma'am. And you would have never said that, but because they walked in. What I'm saying is, if Jesus was around you when you're doing your homework, would you have been tempted to cheat? If Jesus was there when you were working, would you be tempted, look at me, to go ahead and take extra breaks? See, what we got to think is, you guys, your whole life, if you're a believer, you work for an audience of one. Everything you do is an audience of one. You're working for Him. You're working for Jesus. You're trying to do your best for Him. Not so that the boss pats you on the back, although that's a good thing. Not so that your parents are impressed, although that's awesome. But you are trying to please Christ. And everything that you do, you're not doing for yourself and you're not doing for others. You look at me, you're doing for Him. You're doing for Him. Let's look at a scripture verse. Colossians 3, 17. Y'all a little quiet. Y'all kind of a little boring tonight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hook up. Colossians, whichever one y'all want to turn to. But we'll start with C. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Let me read it for you. When you're there, say, hoorah. Oh, come on. Colossians 3, 17. It says this. And whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks through Him to God the Father. In other words, you don't get to disconnect your effort from your Christianity. And a lot of us do. We disconnect our effort from how we serve God. And so you know what? I can cheat on a test. I can lie to my parentals. I can not work as hard as other people. Because you know what? I can disconnect my Christianity from the God I serve. And what I'm telling you is if we're going to lift our character, there's no disconnect. There's no disconnect. When you go to work and you're supposed to be there at 8, stop talking about 8:30. Well, you know my car. Well, you know my mom. Well, you know what? It's always something. Why can't you be on time? Basically is you're sleeping late. And we can, my alarm. Well, you know my parents. And I understand some of you who you are at the mercy of your parents taking you. You know what I'm saying? If you're 7th and 8th grade, you're still pimping the minivan and parents are taking you, they're dropping you off. I understand all that. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is if you are responsible for your life, stop excuses. Can we just break it down to the fact that it wasn't important to you? It wasn't something you really cared about? What's funny to me is that it's so hard for us to make school on time, but it's not hard for us to make hangout on time. All of our friends are getting together. Oh, what's up? I'm there. What's up? You know, all the girls are going to go see the Justin Bieber movie. It's so stupid. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Oh, a 16-year-old. How old is he? So is he still 16 now? All right, I'm not great at math, but that still means 16. All right, but here's what I'm saying, we will pause the day, we will DVR, we will YouTube, we will be on point. But when it comes to personal integrity and character, we got a lot of wiggle room, and we got a lot of excuses. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got a lot of reasons why I can't be there, or I can't commit, or I can't do your best. Listen, what I'm saying is if you're on the athletic team, look at me. If you're going to school, stop blaming people for why you can't do what you can do. Listen, you may not be an A student, and that's fine. I'm not pressuring you to be an A student. I'm pressuring you, look at me, to do your best. Your best. What's your best? Best means it requires effort. Best means you read a book. Best means you study. Best means you don't read the Cliff Notes. Best means you actually do the work. I know that was like a four-letter word to some of y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was like I just cussed your mama right there when I said work. But what I'm saying to you is best, 100%. And we are in a culture that if I can get out of 100%, if I can get paid for 100% and do 50, holla at your boy. If I can get paid like I'm giving 100%, but I can live at 65, and the worst thing about it is the parentals and the authority and the people in our life that are pushing us towards 100% usually are the ones we get mad at, and we're mad because, this is what I can do. No, it's not. You can do better than that. You're more than that. You're smarter than that. You're wanting me to live with 65, and I know that there's 100% in you. You're living at 30%. And what I'm saying is we can't disconnect our Christ from our Christianity, from our effort. Does that make sense? You hear what I'm saying? What do you hear me talking about? What do you hear me talking about? Cole. Yeah, that's good. You're like a little math guy, a little Bill Nye. What's up? Go ahead. It does. That's it. Go ahead. Hit me up. Listen, here's what I want you guys to know. Right now, your job is school. Good, bad, or indifferent, your job is school. Now, you can spend all your time trying to bump the system, manipulate it. I ain't working for the man, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the teacher's the man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to bow down, you know what I'm saying? What's up? The rebellion. I didn't do my homework. What's up now? What you going to do, call my mama? You know what I'm saying? But here's what I'm telling you. In the work that you guys are doing, it's school. And if you're doing lazy, bad school, then what do you think you're going to do when you get a job? You're not going to come out and be some rich tycoon who did all this effort. What I'm telling you is you may not be the A person, but you got to be doing your best your whole life. Now, I know a lot of people that have made millions and they weren't A students. You know what I'm saying? They were rocking the D's, baby. But the D's were the best they could do. Are you absolutely doing your best? Because I'm telling you, you are fooling yourself if you think you're going to get out in the real world and not already be what you've practiced in life. You hear what I'm saying? Your integrity and your character, don't separate the two. When I was a kid, I've told you this story before, but I started a lawn mowing business, and I was going to change the world, you know what I'm saying? I was going to, even back then, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get a bicycle, I wanted to get a BMX, or kind of a mongoose type of thing. It was just cool. And so I was going to get this job, you know, I was going to make landscaping cool, you know what I'm saying? Back right now it's cool, everybody's got a landscaping job, you know what I'm saying? If you got family members, well, you got somebody in the landscaping business, you know what I'm saying? It's like, everybody does it. But back then, there was nobody was doing it, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go get a lawnmower, I'm going to get a weed eater, I'm going to go make all this money, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to retire, you know what I'm saying? So I was 7th grade, had a vision, I was 6th grade, I think, starting 6th grade, had a vision, and got my lawnmower. My mom kind of drove me around, you know what I'm saying, gave a little interest. Anyway, and so this lady at church, I started passing out little flyers at church saying I'll do yard work cheap, you know what I'm saying, need some money, help a needy kid, want to buy a bike, you know what I'm saying, really cool. And so this one older lady came up to me and says, Stephen, do you do a lot of yard work? And I was like, do I do it? I don't know. Yes. And I was like, does it pay? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you. But I need you for a whole Saturday. Can you do a whole Saturday? And I was like, sure, I can do a whole Saturday. My work. Man, in my mind, I'm just thinking, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You know, in 6th grade, you have no idea of money, and you never get money. So the fact that you're thinking all day, my God, I'm going to retire. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to retire one day. And so I go to her house, and she starts me out mowing, and I'm mowing. And, you know, and my dad taught me, you know, I was mowing the yard at, like, 3rd grade. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all were mowing the yard at 3rd grade? You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what I'm saying? I came out. My parents were like, a worker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was like no childhood work. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, I'm mowing, and my dad would make me crease the lawn. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Where the wheel, you know, you got to push down, and then you got to turn it. And you got to follow the crease where the wheel was. You know what I'm talking about? For all you mowers, y'all feel me? And so anyway, man, I'm a good mower. I'm a ring-ding mower. I'm mowing, Jesus mowing, thinking about my money. Then she asked me to weed eat and hedge. And I was like, I can do that. I had my little weed eater, and I dropped that dude around, flipped it over. I'm hedging. 6th grade, making $1 million. Then she asked me, you know how to cut the shrubs. I know how to cut shrubs. I've been cutting since like kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? Little scissors, little do, I can cut. And she goes, okay, well, I've got some shrub cutters, some cutter thingers. I don't even know what it's called. And I had never done this before in my life. I never cut shrubs, ever. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to just take them, just cut it down. Just. She goes, okay, now I want it down to right here. I was like, fine. And so I go in and I start cutting the shrubs. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is easy. I'll cut the biggest limb. And all the other limbs, I'll just, you know, I can cut every little limb, or I can just go for the big limbs. And everything else will just fall out. So I just start cutting. I got the biggest one. Oh, cut it up. God, cut it up. And I got done. Man, I was done cutting those shrubs in like 10 minutes. I looked back, and there are gaping holes in the shrubs. It's bad. Okay, and so I thought, oh my gosh, I have messed up this lady's shrubs. And so what I did is I went back and I put them all in. I put all the pieces back in, and I kind of got it to where it'll look good, because I had no concepts. When you cut the shrubs, you cut them all down, make them small, and there's no only green. And I thought, oh no, there's some green. I just kind of put them all back. Okay. So anyway, I got done. She paid me, and I left. I'm thinking, what's that? Count my money. You know, you remember when you didn't have no money, and then you got money? You just want to count it and feel it and touch it and kind of rub it on you. Y'all never wanted to do that? You know what I'm saying? I just, like, count it. Oh, it's exciting. So put it in here, take it out, see if I still got to put it in, take it out. You know, just excited about money. And about 2 weeks later, this woman calls. And you know when you're watching a movie or a TV and a phone call is happening and you have no idea who it is on the line, but you know it's about you? You know what I'm talking about? He did. Instantly, I'm watching a TV show. All of a sudden, my Jedi senses. You know what I'm saying? My inner Jedi starts to go crazy, and I know this is about me, and I know this is about the shrubs. And so I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm going to friend's house. I'll see you later. Acting like I don't. She goes, don't go nowhere. And I was like, oh, you want me to? She's kind of on the phone still. You want me to do something for you? She said, yeah, sit. Okay. I just want to tell you I love you. Just want a hug right now. And so she gets off the phone. And I hear her talking. He did. Well, really? Well, he'll be back next Saturday. That's right. He'll give you the money back. And he'll work for free. I'm like, child abuse hotline. Child abuse hotline. Child labor law. So my mom gets off the phone. And she comes to me. She goes, Stephen, what did you do with the the shrubs? What did she say I did? because when you're caught, you want to know how caught you are. You understand what I'm saying? When you're caught, don't act like you don't know what. When you're caught, you want to know how caught you. What did she say I did? Why don't you tell me and I'll spare your life? You know what I'm saying? I cut the shrubs and. I mean, maybe I didn't pick up all the shrubs. Maybe you didn't pick them up? I mean, maybe I put them back in the open holes. What did she say? She said that her shrubs, the pieces that you put back in, started to die. And they all wilted. And she found out that you didn't do it right. So you need to go back, and you need to do it right. Oh, okay. You need to give her back all the money. And you're going to work all Saturday for free. I was like, oh. Beat me. Spank me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, here's the spoon. I give you just wear me out. But don't take my money. Cut me deep. And I learned right then that everything that seems like a shortcut is not really a shortcut, guys. Everything that seems like a shortcut is not a shortcut. And what you need to know is this. Every effort, look at me, everything that you're doing right now communicates who you are, what you believe, what you think about yourself, the confidence that you have. People are taking snapshots of your life by your effort. When you say you're going to be there, are you there? When you say you're going to show up, do you show up? When you say you're going to work, do you work or do you show up and you play? If the boss has hired you 4 hours, does he get 4 hours? Or does he get 2 hours and 15 minutes? Character. Character. Does this make sense? When you're asked to babysit, do you babysit the kids or do you chaperone the kids and text and play and hang out and do your own thing? And the only time you're really with the kids is when they're crying. Character. Does this make sense? And whatever it is, when you're on the basketball court, did you leave the game giving your absolute best, or were you in a mood and so you gave 20? You know what? When you signed up to be on the team, the coach didn't say, hey, I want your best except for when you're going through a bad day. Then, you know, I understand. I want your best every time. You know why? Because it communicates who you are. It communicates your Jesus. Look at me. And we can't separate the two. Does this make sense? What do you hear me say? What do you hear me say, Dylan? Okay, Robbie, good. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Good, go ahead. That's right. You know, our band today, we were going to do 4 songs, and for the last couple of weeks, I wanted to just kind of work with them. And you know what? They gave me their best. And we didn't get to do 4 songs, but we did 2. And I'm telling you, whatever goals and parameters that you've set for yourself, you want best instead of this big, long goal. You want best. What can I do the best? What can I be the best at? What can I do? Listen, if you're going to say, I'm going to run sound or I'm going to run the words, is it the best? Is it the best you can do? If you're going to be on the worship team, do you do your absolute best? If you're going to be in a relationship, do you do your best? I'm going to communicate. Or I just have issues. Change. Does this make sense? Do your best in what you commit to do. And some of us need to start doing our best at being kids of our parents. We're still teenagers, guys. You're still there. You need to start doing better at being in the family. 100%. I know you're moving out and you got things you want to be and places you want to go, and independence is growing, and that's okay. That's supposed to happen. But you're still family. What I'm telling you is you remove your mom and your dad, even if they are bad, you still don't breathe without them. They did something, and I don't know how you came about. It could have been the back of the car, you know what I'm saying? It could have been on the wedding night. It could have been an accident. It could have been chemistry. I don't know how you came about, but I'm telling you, look at me. You are a gift. You're a gift. And you're here for a purpose. And God, look at me. Look at me. Wants your best. And so let me give you just a few thoughts on how to stay your best. First of all, if you're going to give 100%, you've got to be able to control your time. Control your time. Either you manage life or life manages you. Manage your life. Where are you going? What are you doing? Okay, you got a phone with a calendar. Use it. You got an alarm on your phone. Use it. You don't even know where you are. Where's going on? Oh, man, snap, I'm late. Bruh. You got everything you need in by here. You know what I'm saying? If Y2K happened, you could live. I'm just saying. You're kicking it at your friend's house? Man, set an alarm. I need to be back by a certain time. We all get into fun, but your character is more important than your fun. Your character is more important than your fun. Manage your time. Manage where you're at. Manage your stuff. Don't be moved by every emergency. You won't be able to be faithful and be 100% if every emergency causes you to move and change. And oh my gosh, this happened. Well, I couldn't because of. What are you going to use that as a parent? Sorry, I was going to parent you, but I couldn't because of. I was going to stay married to your mom, but I couldn't because of. I was going to be at all your games, but I can't because of. When does that change? Right now. Right now. You got to learn to say no to some things. Look at me. If you're going to really work on your character and you're going to be 100%, you cannot do everything. You cannot do everything. You've got to say no to some stuff. You got to say, you know what? I can't do that because I want to do this excellent. I can't do this because I want to do this excellent. You can only spread a certain amount of jelly on the toast. Does it make sense? What are the things you love to do? Do them your best. But if you do everything, then you'll do nothing well. If you try to do everything, you'll do nothing well. Then that last thing is this. Give 100%, make a list. Make a list. What's important? What's on your week? Manage your life. Listen, you're in 7th and 8th, 9th grade. You need to start managing your life. Adulthood is coming. I laugh at college students who can't get up for school. They're never in classes. And they go to college, and I'm thinking, you paid $20,000 to go to college. And you can't discipline yourself enough to get to classes? You know what I'm saying? But if we don't learn that right now, we don't make a list of what's important to us, we don't prioritize our life, we don't decide, okay, I'm going to manage me, then you won't manage yourself when you get older. And look at me, your parents can't be your manager. You're going to have to start managing some of you. Do you need to say that? Do you need to go there? Do you need to think that? Do you need to whatever? 100%, wherever you're at, don't disconnect your relationship with Christ. Does this make sense? Did you hear something today? You guys can do this. You can lift your character. Give your best. Give your best. I know no one wants to sit down and do 3 hours of homework. Do your best. If it requires 3, do 3.5. Best. Those are the people that run companies. Those are the people that have the marriage that you've always wanted. Those are the people. Do your best. And that's all you can ask for. And you don't compare your best to someone else's. You just do what you can do. Does this make sense? Y'all stand up with me.
You've been listening to the Stephen Sexton Podcast. Your life is by design, so don't fall into average. Be more, do more, know him more. Thanks for listening.